Welcome to Woo Wooville, the next stop on your spiritual journey, hosted by three fellow travelers who found a soul connection on the path to higher consciousness. Our goal is to help you navigate the choppy waters you're likely to encounter on the spiritual path by sharing our experiences with you each week. Join us as we spill the tea on what it is like to wake up to your authentic self. My name is Amaral, and I am a Reiki master, as well as I'm a hairstylist that happens to do energetic work or woo-woo work as I'm doing hair. And I'm also I have a free breathwork class that I host every 2 weeks. And if you would like information on that, you can contact us on our Woo Wooville Facebook page. Or you can find me in Facebook at Welcome to Woo Woo Bill, the next stop on your spiritual journey, hosted by three fellow travelers who found a soul connection on the path to higher consciousness. Our goal is to help you navigate the choppy waters you're likely to encounter on the spiritual path by sharing our experiences with you each week. Join us as we spill the tea on what it is like to wake up to your authentic self. My name is Amaral. I am a Reiki master, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time. I'm also a hairstylist that works spiritually with you as I'm doing your hair. And I'm also a breathwork facilitator every couple weeks. If you would like information on the breathwork, it is offered for free. You can reach us at Welcome to Woo Woo Bill Facebook page, or you can also search for me on Facebook, Amaral Valle/Taurus. You'll find me there.
Yes, hi, I'm Lola, and I can vouch for Amaral. His breathwork classes, he forgot to mention, are not only free, but available online via Zoom. So you don't even have to try to get in a car and go anyplace. So I just did breathwork class with him a couple days ago, and it was very, very, very good release. So we are three friends who met each other on the road to higher consciousness. I met Pamela and Amaral after I moved from Seattle. I ended up north. I'm in the Skagit Valley area. And we found each other through going to events at Mystical Wares, which is a metaphysical store up here, but also at Reiki circles where we just happened to find each other, those two. So we bonded and we became soul family friends. And for those of you who've never met me before, I am a professional tarot reader. I have been studying the Thoth tarot deck for about 13 years, and I use that particular deck to do readings. You can find me at metaphysical fairs around most of the northern part of Western Washington. I do spirit guide drawings. Those can be done online or in person, where I put light language codes in and I ask for the guide who's most helpful for you at this moment of time. So you get a little energy boost with the drawings too. I too am a Reiki master, and I do a light language drumming circle once a month in Stanwood, Washington. And if anybody's interested in any of those things, please go to my website. It's pretty straightforward, lolasinger.com, and take a look at my services. The information about the drumming circle's on there as well. The drumming circle's free. And I just hope to be helping as many of you guys as I feel like I might be a good fit for you. And then we are also here with our third co-host.
Hi, I'm Pamela Brown. I'm a certified energetic medicine practitioner in the shamanic ways. I'm also a certified energy healer, Reiki master, medium, and also do some group coaching. So I specialize in trauma survivors. That seems to be, you know, my best fit. I love that work. I find it very fulfilling. And those are some different ways to work with me.
Okay, and we're doing an extra special episode today because something's coming up on January 25th, where six planet planets. I can speak. Six planets are going to be in perfect alignment. Actually, could one of you look up what the six planets are? I can't remember off the top of my head. While they're looking that up on the phone, we're noticing that there feels like there's a big buildup of energy mm-hmm. coming towards this event. I think a lot of people are feeling ascension symptoms, needing to sleep a lot or can't sleep or ringing in the ears, headaches. So it just feels like Gaia is shifting her energy a lot, and being connected to Gaia, we're feeling the physical symptoms, but we're also feeling the energetic push forward. So we wanted to talk about timelines, because some people mm-hmm. feel like this event that's coming up on the 25th is a timeline jump into what a lot of people are calling New Earth or 5D consciousness. Now, it may or may not be. We're not saying for sure it is. But the three of us are feeling the buildup. And so we're thinking, well, it's possible. It's possible. And so we wanted to share how we're feeling about this with you. So it looks like Amaral's had a chance to look yeah. at what those planets are.
So I want to just clear out something, because I had to read about this too. So the planets are not necessarily all in alignment. What it means is they're all visible to Earth. So, but keep in mind that these planets, each one has their own energy. So each, it's like the combined energy, it's a lot. So it's really going to affect us in many ways, and we can use that energy obviously to heal ourselves or clear out things that really need to be cleared out. And the six planets are Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Oh, okay. So Venus and Mars are partners, mm-hmm. right? But they're opposite type energy. Because mm-hmm. Venus is the planet of love and Mars is the planet of marshalling up, mm-hmm. Possibly war. So that's like a yin-yang balance right yes. there, right?
That was one of the things that I did. I follow a few people. And they were saying that these planets play together, meaning each one brings their own energy. And depending on where you need the help, things may surface up for you because they need to be clear, not so much because it's something attacking you. It's just things are ready to be let out.
And then it was also Jupiter and
yes,
Saturn, right?
You yes. said?
Mm-hmm. And those are also like a yin-yang energy, because Jupiter's about expansion and Saturn's about contraction.
Yeah.
So I think this really goes hand in hand with what we were talking about before we started the episode, which is to prepare for these timeline shifts, you want to be as balanced as possible.
Yes.
Because it's always as above, so below, within, without, right?
Exactly.
And if you look at that example, that it's a yin-yang with Venus and Aries, and you're also looking at a yin-yang energetically with Saturn and Jupiter, that's kind of fascinating for yes. me, especially as a Gemini. Because I'm constantly balancing.
Yes, you are.
So one of the things we thought would be helpful is if we just kind of get out of the way of our heads and instead of guessing what a timeline is, look up a definition of a timeline so that you are aware of it and we're all talking about the same thing, okay? And this is one that we all agreed on here. A timeline shift refers to a significant change in the course of someone's life, often signifying a sudden shift in perspective or consciousness where they move from one potential future path to another. Okay, I'm going to say that again. They move from one, it's a consciousness shift where they move from one potential future path to another, essentially altering the trajectory of their lives, like mm-hmm. stepping into a different version of reality. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the energy is just building up and building up and building up, where yes, it could be a big timeline shift for the collective during this time. I think the potential, and I'm saying potential, is there. I'm not saying it's a fact, but it certainly feels more palpable to me than ever. How about you guys?
Yes. And so, you know, within these changes too, there's so much energy that there is some physical things you might be feeling. Example, I've been sleeping a lot more than normal. In fact, I'd been even doing, my naps have been like sometimes an hour and a half, when I would normally do anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, like power naps. And now I'm listening to my body, and that's what my body does, and it just wakes up when it wants to. But that's a huge change for me, because I normally don't sleep that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the sleeping is one of the things I've noticed the most. It's either you go right to sleep and all of a sudden you're awake, or I'm in such a deep sleep. The dreams, I don't know if you guys noticed, the dreams have been really all over the place, super vivid, very real, almost hard to get out of. Like, I have to pull myself awake and out of these heavy dreams. So a lot's been going on, I feel like, and we're all feeling it and energized. Like, sometimes it's like a burst of energy and you're like feeling really good, and then all of a sudden, you know, or you're sloping down. It could be gentle, it could be dramatic. It's very interesting.
I think also to add to the physical things, there's also tiredness, there's mental fogginess, that's mm-hmm. pretty normal too. And definitely today, we're all three of us are kind of feeling it too. I mean, because we have a human body, mm-hmm. so we get affected by the energy, and that's so much energy. The planet alignment, or being able to see them, started on the 21st, and the main day where it's the most active will be on the 25th, mm-hmm. which is kind of the same thing as when we go through moon cycles. They just have an energetic pull that affects us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was seeing they call it the planetary parade, and it is expected to go through February 21st. So it's going to be, you know, some adjustment of that, at least this particular cycle. So it's just very interesting to be here now at this time where it's very exciting, but also lots of changes going on. And we were talking also about fear-based programs and different things that want to come mm-hmm. in. So how do you stay in your, you know, best self, best timeline, your own self, when all these things are going on, and energetically your human body's like, what the heck is going on?
That's a good point, Pam, because I think that at times we can have all sorts of emotions go through, and sometimes we get confused because we think that, oh, just because we're not feeling that well or something is bothering us, we're automatically on low vibration. But that's not necessarily true. Sometimes there's things around you that can trigger you because they're lifting up for a reason, which means it's, they're ready to be healed, be brought up. But and this is the other thing about allowing yourself to feel things and being open to that healing. Because healing comes in all forms. And a lot of the times, when people talk about spirituality, yes, it's great to have, like, the goal is to be balanced. It's never to be perfect. We're never going to be love and light, because that would be impossible. Even the experience that we have is to feel emotions. So sometimes those emotions are keys for where we need to go as far as our healing goes, rather than to see them as like, why is this happening to me, or this is crushing me? Because nothing is really personal unless you decide to take it personal.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think also when you look back in your own life, you know, to just, I'm thinking, how does this apply to me? You know, mm-hmm. One of the things that I talked about timeline was an internal or external shift. Many times it's an external, it seems like, event, like something happens to kind of shake up your world. Yeah. So I had, you know, a cancer diagnosis. I had a long-term relationship end. I had certain things that happened that kind of awakened me to the spiritual path, to put me on a different timeline, where I look back at some of the viewpoints or ways that I thought it was very different than where I am now. Something had to happen for me to evolve to this higher state. Not everybody grows and evolves. Some people are kind of just, you know, similar. You haven't seen them for a while and you know what's going on, and things just kind of stay an even keel. And then other people you see, like, their whole lives have changed. Some people are like moving out of the country, or someone's like, I quit my job of X many years and I'm doing this now and I love it. It's you're seeing more and more people choosing different paths, I feel like, than other times before. But that timeline shift is, we wanted to kind of talk about how this is your free will choice, mm-hmm. that at any point in time you can say, you know, I'm not really, I'm wanting something different, you know, or I'm wanting.
Or something different's been thrust upon me. How do I react to it?
Exactly.
Do I react to it by going into panic or a pity party or anger? Or do I react to it by going, okay, I got to go ride the tide, you know? How can I balance myself after all this shifting?
You mentioned a really good scenario. Do you mind sharing that, Lola? Because I felt like it was a good example. Let's say you're doing all the work and your own inner work. And then something happens that's with somebody that you love that's, you know, how to maintain that. So you gave kind of a good example, I felt
well,
like.
Well, the example was if you're on a high timeline, you know, and your vibe is high, our debate was, is it possible for you to go back down to a lower timeline? And I contend that yes, it is. And the example I used was, okay, let's say your loved one is wanted by the police.
This was what you pulled out. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, there's a warrant for my honey. Are you going to be able to stay balanced and keep your vibe high? Or are you going to fall into some more base emotions like, what in the F did you do, number one?
Right.
And I got to hide you because I love you. Do we need to go on the lam, start panicking? You see how you've shifted out of the high timeline through fear. Okay,
right.
And that's why we're always being controlled by fear, you
fear,
know,
yes.
And, you know, anyone who knows what 9/11 was knows what I'm talking about, and that's all I'm going to say. Okay, but the whole point is we talk about free will because you have the free will to choose how you react, but you also have the free will to go, oh, I did go into some lower base concepts. Now I have the choice. Do I stay here or do I do the work to shift and raise my vibration again? And the reason we're talking about raising your vibration, being the observer, staying balanced, is because it is believed that at any point now, we're going to have a tipping point in our human consciousness where timelines are going to go two different directions. So are you going to be on the timeline that's going in the direction that's for the highest good of humanity? I think we all want to do that. Or are you going to go on the timeline of fear and separation and go down a whole different route? And I'm bringing this up now because right now, people need to start watching their thoughts so they can really keep it within the trajectory of the timeline that they prefer. And that includes right now, we have political stuff going on. You can be high vibe, you can be spiritual, you can meditate every day. But if you are allowing yourself to get upset about politics, then you're in the world of separation, us versus them. You are not in balance. And that's going to be, I'm sorry, folks, that is going to be the timeline that is not the highest timeline for humanity. And people, if you keep doing that, theory is you'll stay stranded in a timeline that doesn't have the best outcome for humanity. So I don't like to be gloom or doom or anything, but it's time for us to all get real.
I think, and this brings up to somebody who I know is like such, I'm just observing, and she is a real like heart-centered empath. She cares for a lot of people, but she's in a lot of distress right now. And getting pulled into this fear, I'm just going to say the fear of what's going on, and having a challenge of holding a higher version of like, let's not get sucked into that. What do you do when you are around people that are, you could see they're struggling. They have the tools. They're, and maybe not all the tools, but you know what I'm saying? They have a higher state of consciousness. They're heart centered. They're empathic. They care. And I think it's because they are an empath. They're feeling all of this lower placed fears. How do you, what would you suggest? Cause I've been in my own thing. Like I feel sorry that she's hurting. And it's of course, you know, from a distance, I always send love and Reiki and do those things. But you know, at what point do you have a conversation with somebody that you love? What does that look like? I don't know. These are just some of my thoughts, because one of the things that I heard the other day, and I'm kind of segueing on another little bit, is that there was this gentleman and he was talking and he said, you know, men out here that are doing the work, he said, we're not having a good time. We're not talking about it. We're not complaining. He said, but a lot of the men I know, like he was saying, there had been 30,000 suicides of men in just the beginning of the year. And he's like, it's day 14 or something. And I was like, what? So, being aware that a lot of people are being affected in different ways and not just to stay in your own little safe bubble of I'm holding my light, but also just be aware, like there's other people experiencing this in different ways. And we're here to help our fellow man. We're here to be of service. We're here to be a blessing.
But we're not here to save them.
Right. Exactly. And so that's
where we need to create benevolent boundaries.
Exactly.
And I think most of us who are healers have gone into the savior syndrome. I did. Sure. You did. Oh, you did. And we're at the point now where free choice is the ultimate. And when we learn what unconditional love is, unconditional love is allowing people to make their own mistakes and learn from them. So all we can do is try to cast some seeds and see if they pick them up or not.
Well, and I also feel like that works goes with allowing people to have their own journey. Because excuse me. If you think about it, when you're trying to change someone, it's because you want them to cater to you. And that's trying to have control over anybody else. And they have to have their own journey. And they have to go through their own experiences. Nobody is perfect as far as nobody's going to have everything down. The reason why we're here is to balance our emotions. So that means when you feel the emotion, whatever the emotion might be, and at times we always feel those emotions too, it's about finding your way to balance back into feeling more emotionally stable. The goal was never perfection. The goal is always improvement. It's having those tools that can get you back to feeling more center, more at peace. And I can assure you guys, coming from, it almost feels like another lifetime, but it was this one, where chaos was just every single day. Now I value my peace so much that anything that doesn't align with my peace, I don't want anything to do with it, because I had to learn the hard way of where my boundaries need to be placed. You can help others, but when you feel like because you're helping someone, your frequency is going down to cater to them, that's when you're no longer helping them. You're actually enabling them.
I also feel like, not always, when you were saying about change to cater to you, sometimes you're like, I want this person to change because you could see they're miserable or they're suffering, or it's like you want the best for people that you care about and love. And I think this is why I pick your guys' brains and we talk through stuff, because sometimes I'm struggling in my own of understanding people need to have their own journey. And you know, when you you want them to have the best and it's like they're not quite there yet. And so holding that space of being like, this is their own journey, to remind yourself of that, this is their journey, and honoring where they are in that and not wanting to fix and change. Like that is a thing in me that I certainly look at and go, that is something that I am aware of, and also trying to pull myself out of more where I lose myself in the service in others to help others.
Yes. And what is that doing to you?
Right.
I want all of humanity to go through the positive timeline shift. So it's not just the people around me that I love. I love humanity. Right. I do. I love humanity. There is a greatness in humanity that people, I know they don't see it in themselves. I do. There is so much potential. I believe we're all born good. It's just the circumstances in life and the training and the indoctrination that purposely creates cultures of competition and poverty that make people do things that, you know, is against our actual nature, I think. So I want everybody to thrive. So sure. Yeah, I mean, it mm-hmm. broke my heart when I finally realized, like, I can't save everyone. And to be honest with you, I can't save anyone.
Yep.
Right.
Because all we can do is be the people that maybe they ask us questions. Hey, how come you're not panicking through all right. this stuff? How come right. you're not pissed off about this? What's going on with, why are you?
Right.
And we're here to keep our vibration in a place that's comfortable for us and what we have learned based on what we've learned about ourselves by doing a lot of self-searching mm-hmm. and a lot of inner healing. So it just depends. People have choices. Now, a lot of people choose not. They know that they have opportunities for inner healing. They know they could take time to meditate, for example, or talk to a counselor or something, but they don't. That's a choice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can advise if they ask us.
Sure.
You know, yeah. It's like, oh, if I was in your position, I would probably consider this.
Mm-hmm.
But until somebody's ready to make a change and invest in themselves
exactly
at a spiritual, emotional, and mental level, mm-hmm. We can only do so much for them, you know. And that's why, you know, healers do exist. I mean, if you want someone who can help you balance temporarily, that's our job. But you have to go the next step and decide if you're going to invest in yourself fully. How do I work with this healing now that I'm feeling more balanced for me to take the next conscious step toward the timeline that I prefer? You have that power. Okay, speaking of healing, my computer is making noises. So
okay.
If you hear noises in the background, it's just the fan. One of the things we decided with this podcast, we're just going to let people know what's going on. We're just very transparent.
So would you say the beginning of that timeline, if you're looking at it, where one would start was first looking inward and having awareness? Like if you don't have awareness, there really is.
Well, even to have the concept of two timelines is something that I think a lot of us didn't have.
Right.
This is what's normal. This was what will always be. Right.
Right.
So I think a really good way to get started on the spiritual path, one of the authors I think a lot of people start with is Dolores Cannon. And for people who don't know who Dolores Cannon was, she was a world-renowned hypnotist who could take people into deeper forms of hypnosis than she had found this technique that could take you deep into your soul. So that she could have a conversation with someone's soul. And as a result, she was learning a lot about that person's past lives because those were coming through so readily. And she found out through conversations with these people in their deep trances that there is a prediction of two Earths. And she was pretty prominent, I think, in the 90s, early 2000s. So she's written tons and tons of books, Dolores Cannon. But I think for our timeline purposes, when she talks about what she learned through these hypnosis sessions, it is that at a subconscious level, people were aware of this concept of two Earths, and that Earth is shifting and changing, and that it's energetically, some people are going to be left on the old Earth because they're attached to the old paradigms. The people who don't want to change or think this is how life normally is. It's crap. I don't like it, but this is how it is, right?
Right.
Whereas other people are going, this can't be all there is to it.
Right.
There's got to be something more. And then they go on that search to find it. And that's, you know, you're applying your free will. I want to find out what else there is, what possibilities there are. So those are the people who've shifted closer to the new Earth. And as old Earth and new Earth shift, it's pretty clear from her writings, you want to be on the forward moving trajectory timeline. Because to be honest with you, it sounds like the old Earth timeline is just become more of the same, which is tighter control. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You guys can fill in your imaginations from there. Whereas the spiritual timeline where Earth is shifting and raising her vibration and we're working to match the shift, which includes our bodies. That's why you're tired or you have ascension symptoms. But we're shifting with Earth because we want to be part of her growth and her expansion.
And one of the things we do need to clear out is, so first, the Earth is ascending, and that we can't stop it. It's just the way it's going. It's raising its vibration. And that's the Earth itself is doing that energy shift for us so that we can align more to it. But another thing, too, that we need to mention is there's a purpose for everything. So 3D Earth is a school. Within the school, it's going to provide you living situations where it allows you to grow. Unfortunately, we pick up programming as far as victimizing ourselves or thinking that the world's caving into us. But really, in reality, what it's trying to show you is a lesson for you to learn. How many of you guys can say 5 years ago you were the same person? Just put it as simple as that. You have changed so much. That's a way of seeing how a timeline shift works. You have made better choices. And like Lola said, because of free will, you know how many times I've gone back, or like, for example, let's say I run into a restaurant and it's like Friday, and then I run into someone that I went to school with where they're still doing the bar scene and getting drunk. And I'm like, that's their choice. And I'm not judging them, but would I be in that choice? Of course not. I want something better for my life. And that's all, it's all about choices because we all have free will. But when you align with what's best for you, because we're not talking about this destination that is like perfect and everything. What we're trying to align with is a place where there's more love, more understanding, more respect. It's interesting because I don't watch any of the news. So a lot of the times when people are like, well, they're freaking out about, I can't relate because that's not my world. And it's not because I choose not to, like, some people are like, oh, how did you get informed? First of all, if it's something really big, you're going to hear about it no matter what. Social media will put it or whatever. But I choose me. That's the choice that I made. I choose to have peace, and I will defend that peace no matter what. And it's not that you don't have sympathy for others as far as you want them to do their best too. But you can't force them. You need to allow everyone to have their own journey, and that means their own growth too. But the old Earth or 3D Earth is serving as a school. And like we all know, some people may need more lifetimes to come back to, like have more reincarnations to really evolve, really have that soul that calls them out enough where they choose themselves. But that's not up to us to decide when it's their time. So a lot of the times when we first start awakening, we want the whole world to awaken with us. And then we realize, yeah, we can't really do that because everybody has to be ready. Everybody has to hear that call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that soul calling, that's kind of sticking into my head right now as we're thinking through these things is the timelines. So I believe one of the things I love a saying is, you know, follow your soul. It knows the way. There's things that you have a natural gift for. You have talents, gifts, abilities, experience, wisdom, knowledge. You have things to offer the world. And I find just from experience or what I've noticed is that when people are living and sharing those, providing those, they seem to be happier. So there's these timelines where you can be having the reason for these kinds of, like for me, for example, I'm like, I love to decorate. I love to make things beautiful. So one of the timelines that I would like to bring in is where I get to do more of this. It's very easy for me. And it's one that they say when you're good at something, you don't even really notice that. You just think, oh, everybody has this. And then you start going around and you realize, oh, no, not everybody has this. Some people are like, hey, I love how you do this. Or this seems to be very easy. So following when you have these timelines and we're talking about timeline shifting in this new earth, this new world that's coming in that you want to, you know, be your highest, best self, envisioning what do you see yourself doing? What are the things we are meant to co-create with this energy? It's supportive. It's more supportive than ever before, I feel like. So this should be a time of possibility and excitement and fun, and get your juices going and be like, wow, what is igniting my little girl up, or my inner boy, or what are some of the things I never thought I could do in this life? What are the fun things that I haven't been doing? Like, this should be an exploration, a fun process of figuring out those things that light you up, because, you know, before it just felt like, oh, here's your life. And, you know, it just felt very scripted almost in a way.
Well, yeah.
Before. Yeah. I mean, obviously before our spiritual paths, but I feel like there's some things that we have natural gifts for. And if you're wanting to step into that, then start thinking about that timeline as you go in to meditate, as you go in, attach your emotions and feelings and connect to that and see how you can use this energy with the timeline shift to bring in more of what you're wanting in your life.
And sometimes things that we think that are closing doors or dead ends actually end up being the biggest blessings for you to shift into a better timeline. Mm-hmm. I can personally say last year, my husband was diagnosed with a liver problem where he's aligning up to possibly get a transplant. So this made our lives change drastically, because all of a sudden we had to make all these choices. And then we moved from the place where we were at about a little bit over a month ago. And I have never gone through so much shedding of what I thought was my comfort, what I thought was holding me together. And that's the beauty of it. Like, sometimes we can see life in so many different ways, but when you're shed away from everything you thought once was important to you, and you see the bigger picture, and it's one of those times when life really shows it. I could have chose the route of poor me, or, oh, now everything's caving in. But instead, I chose to rise, because I chose to realize that no matter what events I have that I have no control over, I have control over my emotions. I know the type of life I want to live. And also, I can be supportive to my husband, but we each have our own timelines. So loving him is respecting him and allowing him to grow, while me keeping myself in the best way that I can by working on myself so that I can give the best of me to him and to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to go back to something that you touched upon, Pamela, but you didn't use the term that everybody needs to hear, which is manifesting.
Ah, beautiful.
You manifest your new timeline.
Yes.
So she was talking about focusing on what you like in this life, but now you expand it. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is going to be juicy in the new timeline? Mm-hmm. Then? And just start, like you said, head and heart, combine them, attach your emotions to it. Like, one of the things that I see so clearly that just gets me going is the idea in the future that all of these cures for diseases that have been hidden from us are going to be released to the public.
Yes.
And there'll be simple ways to work with maladies.
Yes.
And so when I talk about it, my heart expands. I get excited. So start imagining your imagination. Your magi is the plural of magus, which means magician. You are a magician. Your imagination is your secret tool. Mm-hmm. So use your powerful tool, because once you start saying, oh, what could be there? What could be in the future? Not so much based on all of the parameters we're experiencing now or in the past, which have been on purpose to keep certain things suppressed, but like just as simple as, like Pamela said, how beautiful will it be in the future? Wow, what'll it be like when people care about each other more? What'll it be like when we have more leisure time to pursue the things we love? Oh, let me start imagining. What will it be like when we start cleaning up the planet and we start eating clean again? And we learn to respect our Mother Nature, because we're on the ride with her.
Right.
Right? Where the old timeline is like trying, it's patriarchal. It's trying to suppress the feminine. So it's trying to suppress Mother Nature. Gaia is, and Earth is considered a feminine planet. So now we're going, okay, what is the possibility when we allow the feminine to thrive. Oh, wow, there'll be villages. Mm-hmm. And villages will not just be people in our bloodline. It'll be friends and neighbors we never imagined we had before. You know, different melanated people, mm-hmm. you know, different educational levels. All, you know, let's work with each other, learn from each other, share our skills, all that mm-hmm. kind of thing. That's the new earth concept. So manifestation, it is actually your job right now. It is your job, humanity, every one of you, to choose which way you want to manifest, and then apply your energy and your heart into what is calling you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to create the new earth that Gaia is, like you said, heading toward anyway, because she's shifting her vibrations, how are you going to work in that wonderful energy to help her and then also help humanity? That start picturing it, start believing mm-hmm. it's real, put mm-hmm. use your imagination, write songs about it, draw pictures, yeah. make collages like it. I do.
Yeah, I think there could be this emergence of such amazing, great artists. You yes. know, so many of us as a trio, we are the hardest, we have an artist heart. So seeing the music that comes out, the books, the movies, whatever that is all created can be in this new place where everybody's coming together and feeling these great feelings. When you talk about the earth, this came out of nowhere, but when I was a kid, there was a commercial and it was Chief Seattle.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not Chief Seattle? No. Oh, no, he was an actor. I think
it was an actor, and he turned out to be Italian. Okay. He isn't even Native American.
Okay, that's right. We had a conversation about
debunked.
This.
He was not.
Okay. He was a good actor, but he had a tear, you know, mm-hmm. down his cheek as he was watching these different series of people polluting the earth. And that stuck it. And I remember as a kid crying and just being like, why do people treat the earth this way? And now, like, what can I do? Well, I was going into the hospital and there was these stickers you put your name on. And as I'm walking up the door, I see this sticker on the ground and I bent down to pick it up. Cause I was like, that's the one thing I can do. I can do one thing. If I see garbage, I'm going to pick it up. But it was so cold and it was a stickery. So I'm there trying to get this frozen stuck sticker to the cement and I'm trying and I wasn't successful. But I was like, it was a thought. But that is just that thing, that idea, as you spoke about, you know, I see all the plastic, you know, we all see those things that are in the ocean, that are in the animals, that are ingesting these things. It's like having better ways to live that are sustaining the earth, that biodegrade, that working with her and being in harmony to no longer do the damage and be a real stewards. We're meant to be ambassadors and stewards of mm-hmm. the earth mm-hmm. here. And if we do not take care of her, you know, that is not the timeline we want to go on to. We want to be in the timeline.
No, if we don't take care mm-hmm. of her, she's just going to get rid of the humans. Period.
You know,
because she's going to thrive no matter what. Yeah. And if the humans are that detrimental to her, then they're going to become extinct. That's all there. That's how nature works. Nature is not kind. Nature does this form works or this form does not work.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying if you're going on that other timeline, it's not going to be a fun ride at all.
No.
Because you will continue to be exploiting nature. Whereas in this new one where we're going with her vibration, and then we're being adjusted physically through the sun flares, even through the seismic activity, mm-hmm. all this stuff is happening so that our bodies can go with her. But we have to have the mindset, more importantly, to go with her. Because if you're still on the trajectory of a, you know, hey, I still want to be running my factory and I don't care if my factory is harming her.
Right.
That's not really where she wants her vibe to be. So you make that free will choice. If that's like, okay, well, all right, but that's not really where she's heading. So we want to make conscious choices mm-hmm. on how to shift our minds and hearts so we can go with her. One of the things I did look at on the internet is suggestions for how to facilitate a timeline shift. How can you do it consciously? And the first recommendation was being mindful. Mm-hmm. Using meditation, mm-hmm. being mindful of your body, how you're helping, what's your mindset. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is really important too. It's gratitude. Because when we're in a state of gratitude, we are at that vibe, right. That high vibe. Mm-hmm. So we all have bad days, but I used to work in a call center. Talk about bad days. It only takes... So after the phone calls, I would just say, okay, what are five things I'm grateful for right now? Even if it was a color. Like looking around the cubicles, oh, look, isn't that a pretty shade of blue over there? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm grateful this chair is comfortable. Right. You know, I'm grateful I have a wrist, my wrists move, you know, things like that. There's always five things you can be grateful for. Mm-hmm. So keeping yourself in a state of gratitude, and especially gratitude toward Earth, is really going to help you move forward and stay in a high vibration.
Also, I feel like gratitude for being here at this time.
Oh, well, hey, right. according to Dolores Cannon, we all mm-hmm. wanted to be here for the shift.
Yeah.
So every one of us who's incarnated now, there's quite a strong group consensus that now's the time. It's like within our lifetimes that this shift is going to happen. And we've gone through so much hardship to learn from the Earth School, like you said, to learn about polarity, to learn about our light and our dark, our good and our bad, so that we got these lessons on how to balance. And we got these lessons on making choices that, okay, I've made that choice before in the past. It's not a good choice. I'm not going to make it again. Hopefully most of us are at this point now where we can make the good choices for whatever timeline you choose to jump onto.
Have you heard about that this is a great interest to other outside?
Yeah, that's according to Dolores Cannon, because mm-hmm. apparently a physical, a spiritual, mental, apparently this is the first time it's happened, I believe she says, in this galaxy. Mm-hmm. So Earth has been a hands-off planet because they wanted to see how our culture could grow based on all of this polarity, for example. Right. So we were kind of the
and choice, right? Having the choice in the body and
all kinds of things, heavy emotions, right. All kinds of stuff. That this is a true Earth, true master's school, and we're like the we're like the galactic petri dish. So this is a big deal. All eyes are on us to see how does the group consciousness of humanity handle this.
Yeah, and when I read about it, somebody even explained it. Not that I ever played super well, but think of like the whole galaxy's looking at us because we're the first planet to go from three dimension to five dimensional. If we continue to grow with Gaia herself, and it's almost like a spectator thing. Like think of like a big, huge event that's happening, like a Super Bowl of the planets. And they get, like, they cannot interfere because we have free will, but yet everything's aligned to help us so that we can ascend with Mother Earth or our planet. Another thing that I really wanted to mention is sometimes people really get caught up into, where do I start? How do I begin a shift? How do I even start? Because all you have to base it on is what you've lived so far. And then if you haven't made the such great choices, it's kind of tough, right? So I'm going to give you a good clue of how I manifested so many things. So I started a gratitude journal. And in that gratitude journal, I was just at night before I went to bed, I would write down the things I'm grateful for and the things I want to manifest, but saying it already as it happened, like giving it thanks for it. I kid you guys not. Everything I wrote on all the trips that I wanted to do, I did it in 1 year because you will get the alignment to the things as long as you're putting the energy in that, putting it out there by writing it, you're pretty much attracting it. So it's going to come to you. Of course that you got to have, give it patience too, because just like any manifestation, it's, it's within divine timing, but none of the less, as long as you continue to put the focus on the things you truly want to bring forth, they will come to you because you're creating that magnetic charge to bring it towards you. It will come to you in opportunities, it'll come to you in ideas, and you still have to take the action towards it, but none of the less, the opportunities will arise.
Well, yes, and you said magnetize, which involves your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the mind and the heart once again.
And this is why it's so important to write down the things you're thankful for that light up your soul, the things that you always wanted to do. And that's the difference, because if you're writing something out of robotic, like, I don't even care for this, I'm just writing it down because it would be cool to experience it, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You need to be aligned with your heart. You need to set that intention of, like, really, like, this is what I'm feeling. So it's not just visualizing, it's also feeling the emotions, it's writing it, it's setting that intention. So you're literally killing it because you're taking care of so many things, and you're just, your magnet becomes much stronger.
That's a good example. I remember earlier on in the years, I would do this vision boards, and because I loved beautiful and finery things, I did this vision board, and it was all like really high-end stuff. But I was like, why am I not being pulled to this? Like, I loved it. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I realized that in the end, it really wasn't monetary things that I loved more. Service.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be surrounded in beauty. These things are nice, but they weren't heart motivating. And so if you've been thinking something, like, you may have very well shifted from something that you thought you always wanted to do, mm-hmm. or something, a style or aesthetic or whatever it is, that's always been like, oh, this is me. You might find things now that you have changed a timeline to where those things are no longer. So rediscovering this new you.
Yeah, because status is a man-made conception.
Right.
So that'd be old timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
So finding things that really motivate you, find things that, like, what is this new you wanting to be emerged during this time? Like, yeah. What would you love to see happen?
What is possible for the new you?
Right.
Yeah.
And then the coolest thing too, it's happening too, which we forgot to mention, we are in the age of Aquarius, which is the age of authenticity, which means who you truly are is where this energy that's coming in, it's really amping up. The more you really put that energy into use of, this is what I love, this is what lights my fire, this is who I truly am, the more unstoppable you really become, because that is perfectly aligning to the energy coming in, to the shifts coming in, and you will be shifting into a higher timeline with doing the things you absolutely love and nurturing yourself by injecting that passion into your life.
Exactly.
And I think all of so many episodes we've done previously are guidelines to help people with timeline shifts too,
mm-hmm.
like the inner child work.
Right.
You know, and the efforts to balance yourself, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We've given you some of the examples of what we've used to help us move toward a new timeline. So I would actually recommend look at some of our previous episodes for some ideas too.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting times. I mean, I think that's shifting it to you have a really positive and funny and lighthearted and don't take things so seriously.
Exactly.
Like things like, I was waiting in something the other day and I just noticed a situation that would have normally just really irked me. I think it was something at the hospital. And I just was like so patient and sitting there waiting. I'm like, oh, no worries, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, but
it was like, oh, isn't this refreshing?
That's another way you know you're on a new timeline, because we've noticed this, Emerald and I.
Yes.
People are nicer to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
in
I'm
service
having more
industry,
patience.
People, and like
mm-hmm.
you said, but are people saying hi to you that you don't, you know, just you're just walking by them and it's like, oh wow.
I know. I want to be like, are people waking up to their their goodness? Like,
I think they are.
You know, we're coming out of this slumber people are noticing.
Maybe people aren't aware of a conscious mm-hmm. spiritual shift, but they've shifted at least they've chosen. I want want a life that's more pleasant. So they're being pleasant people. They're getting it back.
Right.
You know,
and that ripples. That has a ripple. Like, that was a positive exchange. I said hi to this person. They lit up, and then they go carry that forward. It's like lighting that torch that goes on and on and on.
And but to do it authentically, not because you think it's tit for tat, and you're going to earn some good karma or get favor that way.
No.
You know, like when people buy your, you know, what is it, pay it forward, they buy your coffee at Starbucks, you know?
Yeah.
Did you do it because you want to, or did you do it because, oh, I'm going to get something back for doing this? There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, motivations mm-hmm. for sure. But I think just having that open heart and noticing that patience. And also, I think not that I expect to find it, but the more that I start to be hopeful and I'm seeing this, I'm noticing that I can start to trust.
That's the timeline shift, the hopefulness, that this is possible.
Yeah, because before you're just like, okay, I'm not going to like always engage with people. I'm going to have my bubble. I'm going to go in and get out. And it's just been this kind of like war for me. It sometimes just get in and get out. And now I'm like, oh, I can let some of this drop. Oh, I can engage and have eye contact with people and not worry that it's going to go like in some weird direction or I'm going to walk away drained or depleted. It's just, yeah, I have noticed that too, which is really awesome.
So the one thing that it has really shifted for me is I let go of expectation and attachment to the things I used to think that they supposed to work a certain way, because I realized that it was a control altogether. Mm-hmm. And what comes after you release attachment and expectation is unshakable trust. Mm-hmm. You start building on the great things that you feel, that you start transmitting to others. And it can be something as simple as you're holding the door for someone to come in.
Yes.
That lights people up, because nowadays, how often do you see it?
That's a great point.
So what I'm going to challenge you guys and leave you as homework is, what can you do that comes out of you that it's just giving towards others? And do that. Do a simple thing. You can just wave hi at someone. It can be as simple as that. But all it does, it aligns you in the right energy so you keep rolling. Think about it as like, the more just acts of kindness and the more things you do to boost yourself, you're doing for others as well. You're almost like that seed, that light that's lighting up.
Yeah.
Sometimes in very dim places that others need.
We are creating that positive change.
Exactly.
Our ways of being in the world does have an impact. It does have a difference. And so how are we showing up, and are we part of that solution and co-creating with this new earth?
Yeah. Yes. And knowing you have a conscious choice to make those choices to shift your energy higher, any way you would want to, that feels genuine to you. So that's I think the most important thing about what we've been talking about today. Yeah. You have free will.
Yes.
You have free will. The choices you make, even the simplest choices, like you said, just looking your server in the eye and saying thank you.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we say thank you to the server, but we don't know what they look like, right?
Exactly.
So,
what a great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you learned something and enjoyed your time with us.
And please share with a friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.